Hello, everyone. I'm Arlette, and you're listening to Alpha Romeo. This past week, I embarked on a new adventure. After much consideration and discussion, we decided that adding a dog to our family would be wonderful. For several months, my husband and I searched for a dog that would fit into our family. I was so impressed with how many organizations are dedicated to the care of pets until they find their forever homes. There were even a few instances where we went back for a dog and he was already adopted. Bad luck for us, but very good luck for the pets that are finding their homes. At last, we found our perfect match in Luna. The animal rescue in Green Valley was a beautiful facility where dogs and volunteers seemed to enjoy a lovely sunny Arizona day. The facility was clean and friendly, and the process was thorough, but expeditious for our awaiting family. The foster mother was a joy, and Luna was even sad to see her leave. That day when we brought her home, she did mope around a little bit, looking for her foster mom. I must admit that I never wanted pets. Well, there was that bout with fish, but even they did not fare well in my care. To be honest, I was afraid to have pets. I think they are so kind and loving that they deserve so much attention and care, which I've never had a lot of time for. Now, you might think, wait, you have two kids. Yes, they also require attention and care, but I always had caregivers for them. Caregivers that were not very much interested in also providing care for a pet. However, with my husband staying at home, we were sure that adding another member to our family would fit into our new schedule. We also thought that it would create a wonderful opportunity for the kids to learn to be responsible for another living thing. No, don't worry. We're doing most of the caring, and the kids, they're just helping out. So, last week, our search was over, and we rescued a puppy. Luna is a precious border collie mix who has dark fur and dark eyes, but a little white peppered in her to her paws. The first nights have been rough. She isn't used to being in one spot. She needs to go out every couple of hours, and she sleeps a lot during the day. So basically, I've decided to have a baby all over again. I guess the good part is that I didn't have to carry this one for 9 months and then go through a long labor process. But I am bonding with her so much, and she didn't give me any stretch marks. She's also very sweet and has moments that make my heart warm. I can truly see why so many people become attached to their pets and see them as part of their families. Now that it's been a couple of days, Luna seems to be fitting into our family quite well. She has found her favorite spot by the back door. She follows her eating schedule and even sits patiently while we prepare her food. She loves going into the backyard to play with the kids or lay on the soft grass while the rest of us play a game of cornhole. She's still only a puppy, so we can only take her for short walks. But I'm so excited for her to grow and be able to go on long walks and hikes with me. Taking her for hikes will be so fun. I like having a companion, especially a furry one. She is already good company, though. While I do chores, she lays right in front of me and watches me iron. It's so sweet. Sometimes she'll come to my feet and want me to pat her on the head. Now, house training has been a task. She is obviously curious, so she roams around, and sometimes she picks at things that she sees. But I am amazed that she does not get on any of the furniture or try to climb on things. Her small bites, we all have to remember that we can't allow her to get used to them, because when she gets bigger, they will no longer be little nibbles, but big bites. This is especially true for Olivia's case. So, There are about a million things that I have to learn about being a dog mom. To you dog moms and dads out there, I might be reaching out to learn about how you raise little puppies or what tricks you use to discipline your dog. But also, I want to learn more about allowing the dog to roam around the house and feel comfortable in their new home. We do plan on getting Luna a disciplinary course once she's completely vaccinated and ready to be exposed to the world. I hope that the novelty of being a pet owner helps with the frustrations that come with being responsible for a tiny little puppy life. We also have to focus my little one in having good interactions with her new little sister and watch them both as they get used to each other. Here's a quick little story about Olivia's experience with dogs. A couple of months ago, we pet-sitted for one of our friends as we tried to get Olivia used to the responsibilities she would have as a pet owner. While I went inside to grab more water for our furry guest, Olivia emptied out the snack bag. Elvis is a big pup, and he had no problem eating every little crumb that Olivia gave him. Nonetheless, we all learned a lesson that day. Olivia is not in charge of snacks, for humans or pets. And I have to stop leaving little kids by themselves, even for a second, because you'll never know what you come back to. Olivia did feel proud of herself for feeding the dog, but she did not realize that that could hurt the dog's tummy or make the dog sick. She was also surprised that the dog didn't listen to her. Hint, hint, kids don't listen to their parents all the time either. And that Elvis didn't want to spend his entire afternoon playing with her. That's the same for Luna. They also need space. But there were some happy moments for both of them, running around in the yard. And I think Olivia realized that the dog also has his own schedule and his own personality. And it doesn't always include entertaining a human. I guess the biggest lesson learned is how loving pets can be if we do a good job taking care of them, but making sure that we have discipline and boundaries. This will be a process for Olivia. We will all have to get to know what Luna responds to and has a positive interaction with. We already know which toys she likes and which ones she doesn't really care for. Oh yeah. With that, I also have to realize that Luna doesn't clean up after herself. I don't mind too much now since there's only 4 toys. And we also have to keep Brandon away from any pet store to increase the number of pet toys that Luna has. So here's to a new adventure of adding a new member to our family and all the fun memories we hope to create with Luna Belle Morrison. Also, please feel free to reach out and share any tips you experienced pet owners have. I'm all ears and paws. Just kidding. Bad mom joke. Anyway, I'm willing to try anything to ensure that we have a bonding experience with Luna that will be memorable and that she will respond to. You can reach me by sending a DM on Instagram. My handle is @alpha_romeo_podcast. I can't wait to hear some of the tips you all have. Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a review. I'd love to get your feedback.